step up. I'm only a wee fella. You meet and see me. Good. Want to make you welcome to our
Christmas carol service. I want to welcome you, all those that join with us tonight. We're so glad that you came out tonight. We realise this is probably the biggest need in the year for us as a church, when the church would be bunged and the hall as well. But obviously with the restrictions that are placed upon us, we realise and understand that many people are a wee bit anxious as coming out. But we do thank you for coming, and we trust that the Lord would bless you for being here tonight. And then we do want to welcome those who join with us by the way of Facebook Live and also Sermon Audio tonight, no matter what part of the world, whether it's locally or even internationally, you watch us from tonight. We do make you welcome to your service here tonight in Lurgan Baptist Church. I want to welcome all the parents, and I want to thank you for sending your boys and girls to Sunday school. After all, if you didn't send them, it wouldn't be possible to have a Sunday school. And so we do welcome you tonight. I thank you for coming out, whether you're a parent or a grandparent or a carer tonight. And I do want to just take this little moment to thank our Sunday school teachers and JYC leaders as well for their commitment over the whole year in our Sunday school, and especially to Richard and Wendy McNabb, our Sunday school superintendent, and his wife behind. It says behind every good man there's a good woman. That's wrong. It's beside every good man there's a good woman. And we do really appreciate all the effort and commitment that Richard and Wendy put into the Sunday school here in Lurgan Baptist Church. I want to welcome our brother Yul Finlay tonight too. Thank him for coming. And it's a wee while from he's been here. He's a hard man to get, but we really appreciate him coming tonight and speaking to the boys and girls and the families just right at the last. I want to, on behalf of Lurgan Baptist Church, wish you all a very happy Christmas and peaceful season. It's a bit different this year, isn't it? But we'll make the most of it, and we do want to do that on behalf of the church tonight. Just for our own people then, remember the announcements. We have two prayer meetings with no Bible class on Tuesday night, but we don't like to waste nights in Lurgan, so we're having two prayer meetings this week, Tuesday night and Thursday night at 8. Try and come and help as we pray for so many things in these days. And then the Good News Club and the BYF, 6:45 and 8:15 on Friday night. And then next Lord's Day, 11 and 7, Alan Kjorsen, one of our elders, ministering the word in the morning, and I'm responsible for the gospel meeting next Sunday night. I do want to remind you as well that our brother, young fella, young Robbie Herr, is launching a CD. He's only early 90s, but he's taking on to launch a CD, and we're very happy as a church about that. And it will be launched here on Saturday night at 7:30. Now, I think the seats, obviously due to social distancing and so on, the seats are almost all taken. If you do want to come to that, see Robert or Peter, who's here tonight. There will be CDs for sale on the night, and all the proceed, the profit and all the money, there will be an offering on Saturday night as well. And all that money goes to the Alzheimer's charity, who Robbie is doing this in memory of his dear wife Thelma, who went to be with the Lord a few years ago. And so we're just very proud of him for doing this, and we trust that the Lord will bless Robbie and Peter too as they do this on Saturday night. I think these are all the announcements, and they're subject to the will of the Lord. We're going to pray and ask the Lord to help and to bless tonight. And then after I pray, Charlie Freeborn is going to come up, and he's going to read from Isaiah chapter 6. And then the group are going to sing a piece. So let's commend ourselves to the Lord. Our God and Father, we come into your presence tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We just give thanks tonight, Lord, for this time of the year, this Advent, this Christmas season that reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world. We do give thanks that God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. We thank you for that great night in Bethlehem when the Lord Jesus Christ was born. We have been singing tonight already, "Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given." We thank you for that he is a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Thank you for the one in the manger that night was no less than the Son of God. Thank you that he was born to die. Remember that we are born to live, but to thank you for one who was born to die. He went all the way to the cross and gave his life as a ransom for us. Shed his precious blood and paid the great price of our sin. We do give thanks for our Saviour tonight. And we pray, O God, just now for the moments that lie ahead and for all that are involved tonight. We pray for the group as they would sing, for all the children that will read from thy word tonight. We pray for Anna as she sings, Lord. And then we pray for Yule especially as he comes to the pulpit, to the desk, and brings a closing message. We just pray to bless him, Lord, and pray that the things you've put in his heart for tonight would come into his mind, and pray that there would be a listening ear, and pray that even tonight that some would come to know the Saviour. Pray for the word in this place and for the word as it goes out over the internet tonight, over the four corners of the earth. So thank thee for the great universality of the great gospel message, and we pray that it would bless so many tonight. And so we commend ourselves to thee tonight, Lord, and ask for help and look for blessing in the Saviour's name. Amen. Charlie's first. Come on, Charlie.
Yep. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Thank you.
And I thank the group again. You know, strange that we can't sing as a congregation these carols, but we just thank the group for their ministry tonight. Next on the programme, Peter Bird's going to come and he's going to read from the Gospel of Matthew. And then the virtual choir, all the Sunday school kids, or some of the Sunday school kids have done a piece for us. And so we're really glad for the guys in the church here that are very gifted in IT. And they've put it all together and it's going to come up on the screen after Peter reads. And then after the virtual choir, Alicia and Natalia are going to come and read as well. So over to Peter.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, "Now that the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save people from their sins."
Jesus, lay down his sweet head. The Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
I'll need this box now, so. Good. Wasn't the virtual choir good? I've seen some bigger children than others there, but let's give them all a round of applause. We've been doing that anyway, so. Good. Really well done. Good. Okay. Stephen Latham is going to come up and read a poem, The True Meaning of Christmas. And then we're going to have another virtual piece, Anna Wilson. She can't be here tonight, unfortunately. But Anna has recorded a virtual piece. It's called A Door. And then we're going to have that. And then Bethany Given is going to come up and read. So, Stephen, thank you.
Christmas, True Meaning by Deborah Ann Belka. Let Christmas, True Meaning, rise up in you today. May you see the real splendor of Jesus' birth on this day. May his beauty and grandeur cause your heart to sing. May the gift of his excellence become your eternal spring. May his majesty behold you with all dignity and honor. May the fullness of his truth glorify his heavenly Father. May the wonder of his grace reveal your magnificence in you. May the gratefulness you feel be in all you say and do. Let Christmas, True Meaning, bring your Saviour near today. May you see the need for him today and every day. The Bible says in John 1:14, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Treasures, shepherds.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Goodwill, our thanks to Stephen and to Bethany and Donna as well. Was Nana beautiful piece, adore. And it's good to see young people singing for the Saviour. The groups are going to come up and they're going to sing another piece, and then we're going to hand over to Yule, who's going to come and speak to us. And then the group are going to sing a closing piece at the last. So thank you.
Right. Good evening, everybody. It's really nice to see you. And I emphasize seeing you because 2 weeks ago I was in the Iron Hall in Belfast and I was speaking like a rapture taking place because nobody was there. I was speaking to the pews. Now, of course, the people were watching in through the internet, but from a speaker's point of view, it's always better to see people's faces. And you don't even have to have a good-looking face. It's still good to see you. Now, as you can see, I have here a bag, a very fancy one, very expensive one, all the way from the spa. And I have a couple of wee items in here, and I want to show them to you, and they're curly whirlies. And I want to give them away. So who's going to go home tonight with a curly whirly? I'm not looking for the best boy or the best girl. I'll tell you who is going to get these curly whirlies. You see, it's Christmas time, and it's the spirit of peace and goodwill towards all men. So I've got to tell you this. Whenever I was a wee boy growing up in Merkelfeld, I had a big brother, Ronnie. And we slept together in the same bed. And he was about 4 years older than me. And I supported Manchester United. And he supported Liverpool. So, there are always plenty of arguments. And sometimes when you ran out of words to fight over and fight with, you got the nip. And the best part of the body for a nip is the backside. So many a time, my big brother, the Liverpool supporter, nipped my backside. So tonight, I have a spirit of peace and goodwill. And as a Manchester United supporter, I want to give a curly whirly to two Liverpool supporters. So I imagine there might certainly be a conversion from supporting Chelsea or maybe Arsenal to becoming suddenly a supporter of Liverpool. I don't care. If you're a Liverpool supporter, put your hand up. Oh, I don't know whether you're genuine or not, but let's go for a boy and let's go for a girl. There's a girl in the red. Liverpool playing red, so come on out. And where's the boys? Put your hands up. Let me see, is there a boy wearing red? No. No, that's a brown tie. I suppose that's close enough for me. Come on out, you come. You like curly whirlies? You like a curly whirly? Well, I really want to give them to you. And I really have a spirit of peace and goodwill. I bought them. And I want you to have them. But do you notice? There's a wee string attached. You'll be saying I'm wicked. You know what that means? There's a wee term, there's a wee condition. I really want you to have these, but for you to get them, you have to simply say this. Manchester United is better than Liverpool. Eh? You'd be wondering about the spirit of goodwill I have. But, you know, I'm a Man United supporter. So, well, what about the girl? Are you going to say a curly whirly? It's got lovely chocolate. It's lovely and chewy. You got to chew that for the rest of the night. Eh? And you're not going to betray your team for a curly whirly. What about you? No. I thought Liverpool's worth a curly whirly. You're not going to betray your team for a curly whirly. A lovely chocolate bar, lovely chewy centre. No. Well, I'm afraid you'll have to go back to your seat and, you know, there it is, you know. I bought them. I want to give them away to Liverpool supporters, but that's the way these things go. The wee string was attached. You've got to honour it, so there we are. Well, I've got something else here I want to show you very, very simple, and it's a wee cross. Now you'll be thinking to yourself, this is Christmas, and we should have a wee cradle and the baby Jesus lying in the cradle, but hold on. Yes, see, Jesus, yes, he lay in a cradle, but he didn't come just to lie in a cradle. He came to die upon a cross. So what is the cross all about? Well, sometimes we sing a wee hymn, and it says this, about the Lord Jesus dying upon the cross. He took my sins and my sorrows. Then it says this, he made them his very own. So when you see the cross where the Lord Jesus died, you got to see on the Lord Jesus, your sin and my sin, he took them upon himself. He took my sin and he made it his very own. You know that Liverpool supporter I was telling you about that nipped my backside so many times, my big brother Ronnie? Well, as I say, he was about 4 years older than me. So there was a wee period of time when we went to the same primary school. But then, of course, he left and he went on to the secondary school. And what did he get for the first year? He got himself a lovely new blazer. But he looked silly in it. Why? Because the shoulders were bigger, the sleeves were bigger. It was going away down to his knees. So that he looked silly in it. But as Mummy says, well, you'll get bigger and bigger. You'll grow into it. It'll do you for 3 or 4 years. And sure enough, that was true. As he got older, he got bigger and bigger, and soon he filled it out. Now, you know what boys are like. They're at school, the bell goes, playtime, and they're out kicking football, and they need goals, goalposts. And they take their blazers off, and they throw them in a pile there, and a pile over here, and that's the goals. And they're going to end up wearing someone else's blazer, so what did your mummy do? My mummy took Ronnie's blazer and put his name on it, so that he'd never lose it. And someone else got it by mistake. They'd recognise, this is not mine, this is Ronnie Finlay's, and they'd give it back to Ronnie Finlay. So his name was on the blazer. It was his blazer. Now, of course, after 3 or 4 years, I left the primary school and I went to the big secondary school. Do you think I got a nice new blazer? Not a bit of it. No. I got my brother Ronnie's. He got another new blazer, and I got his old one. But here's what happened. My mummy took his name off it and put my name on it. And instead of the blazer belonging to Ronnie Finlay, it now belonged to Yule Finlay. It was now my blazer. It's mine. And you see, when I look at the cross, that's what I understand. All the sin of my life, the Lord Jesus, he took it. And he made it his very own. He put his name on it. And my sin became his sin. I suppose it's about a year back now. And I went to Forestside in Belfast. And there's an underground car park. And so I parked the car in. And I noticed as I parked it, there was this great big pillar and a big concrete base to it. So I carefully put the car in alongside it, and then I went and I got some groceries or whatever it was I was after, and I came back, and because it was dark down there and people passing by, and I was very careful watching the wee mirror and looking behind me, I didn't want to run over some old lady with her trolley and kill her maybe, you know. So I was carefully watching her or watching them, and then I heard this awful crunch, and I looked around and I couldn't believe it. I had hit this big concrete post. And I got out and I looked at it and I couldn't believe it. The front of the car was all crushed in. And I thought to myself, what a stupid place to put a pillar. Hey, what a stupid thing to do. So I was, oh. So I went to a place to see how much it might take to fix it. Whether it put through the insurance or it might be cheaper just to pay for it. And the man says it'll cost you £1,250 to fix it. I nearly passed out. And I says, I just want to think about it. So a few days later, while I was still thinking about it, it was a Wednesday afternoon, and I was in Donegal at a meeting, taking a meeting for old folk, and the man that was sort of leading the meeting, after the meeting was over, we're out standing in the car to say goodbye, and he looked at my car and he says, "Yule, what in the world happened to your car?" And I explained the story. He says, "I know a fellow who might be able to fix that for you, and it wouldn't cost you very much." And he got his phone out, and he phoned the guy, and he had it all arranged. He says, "Yule, as you go back to Newton Ards, you'll find his workshop just there." And on the way through Newton Ards, I called down and I saw the man, and he came out and he looks at it, and he says, "I think I could fix that for about maybe between £200 or £300. I says, "You got yourself a deal." So I left the car with him, and I came back the next day, and I couldn't believe, "Is this my car? It's like brand new." I couldn't believe it. It was a perfect repair. And then I got my checkbook out to pay for it. He says, "You needn't worry." He says, "It's already been paid for." I says, "What?" He says, it's been paid for. "Someone has paid it for you." I says, "Who?" He smiles. He says, "I can't tell you. He doesn't want you to know about it." And there was only one man that knew all about it. It was the man in Donaghadee. You know what he did? He took my debt and he made it his own. Now, he didn't crash the car. I crashed the car. I was responsible for it, but he took the cost of it and he paid for it himself. You see, that's what happened at the cross. The Lord Jesus took all the sin of my life and he died for it. He made it his very own. And boys and girls, when you think about Christmas and the baby lying in the manger, you've got to bring the cross into play and see the Lord Jesus die upon a cross. He died for your sins and he died for my sins. But do you notice there's a wee string attached to it? There's a wee term and there's a wee condition. And you see, that brings us to the Bible, because the Bible has a wee verse and it just explains to us what that wee condition is. It simply says this: if we confess our sins, the Lord Jesus, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Lord Jesus, he died for your sins and he wants to take your sins away, but what you have to do is to come and confess them. You see, that's a hard thing to do, isn't it? When I crashed the car, I wanted to blame the man that was the architect. I wanted to blame the man that owned the car park. I wanted to blame anybody and everybody except myself and say, "I was the idiot. I was driving the car. I crashed the car. It was my responsibility." And you see, it's a hard thing to admit your responsibility. I remember some years back, maybe it's about 20 years ago, and we had ourselves a wee hamster. And this day, my two wee boys and the mum, they thought the hamster began to smell a wee bit and had need to be bathed. And so they took the hamster upstairs, and I heard the tap running, and I heard the splish and the splashing, and I think and I hope they don't drown the thing. But I imagine that was swimming around having a great old time. And then I heard the blow dryer going in the bedroom. So not only have they bathed the hamster, they now have it lying in the bed, the blow dryer out, and they're blow drying the hamster. I imagine the hamster lying there, luxuriating and maybe being fed wee grips or something, having a great old time. Well, that was fine, I let them get on with it. But then I heard the sound of dripping water out in the dining room area. And I went out to investigate, and there was the water leaking through the ceiling. And I raced up the stairs, went into the bathroom, and sure enough, the tap was still running, and the plug was in, and the water was overflowing the sink and coming down through the floorboards right into the dining room downstairs. I quickly pulled the plug and turned off the tap and raced into the bedroom, and there's the hamster lying having a great old time, and they were blow-drying the hamster in. And of course, I informed them of how we'd been drowned downstairs at like the days of Noah. And I said, who was the fool that left the tap running, the plug in? And I looked at my big boy Ben and he says, I didn't do it. That didn't surprise me. And then I looked at wee Joshua and says, Joshua, he says, Daddy, I didn't do it. And then I looked at my wife, Bridget, and I thought, she might put her hand up and say, I did it. And she says, I didn't do it. So either we have a ghost in the house, or maybe it was the hamster. Eh? Well, plugs don't plug themselves in, and taps don't run themselves. Someone has to be responsible, but nobody will put their hand up and say, I did it. It's hard, isn't it? And you see, God knows, boys and girls, it's hard at times to say, God, all these sins of my life, they're my sins. And I'm going to own them. They're mine. But then to say, Lord Jesus, I believe that on that cross you made my sins your sins. You took them. You put your name on them. And you paid for them. You died for them. And then what you have to simply do, boys and girls, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that on that cross you died for my sins. Come into my heart and be my Savior and take my sins away. So have a lovely Christmas. And yes, sing and think about the baby lying in the manger. But don't forget to go to the next stage and think, why did the baby come? He came to get to the hillside, to die upon the cross, to take your sin and my sin and make them his very own, to die for the sins of the world. Let's close in a wee word of prayer, and then I'll hand over to the folk who are going to sing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this lovely time of year when the world seems to stop and give some recognition of that wonderful time in history of the incarnation when the Lord Jesus became flesh and dwelt amongst us. But our Father, we thank you that he didn't come just to lie in a manger. He came to die upon a cross, to take our sins and our sorrows and make them his very own. Father, we pray for any that are hearing this message in whatever form, that they might stop and think of this Christmas and what it's all about. Before this Christmas comes to an end, they'll ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Savior and to take their sins away. We ask it in our Savior's precious name. Amen. Oh, by the way, I nearly forgot. Where's those Liverpool supporters? I'm going to take that string off. No strings attached. In fact, I think your loyalty deserves to be rewarded. So come on up here. I'll not just give you a curly whirly. I'm going to give you a pound to go along with it. So come on up. A curly whirly and a pound. There we are. And of course, the sad thing would be if they did say that Manchester United was the better team, they'd be telling a lie at the moment, wouldn't they? God bless you.
Good. All turned out all right in the end, didn't it? Good. Thanks, Yule, for speaking tonight. Trust that the Lord will bless you as you continue to minister for him. Just want to thank all for taking part tonight, all those that sung, all that the kids that read the poem and everything else. We just thank you for that and trust that, again, that you'll have a happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. I did forget to say, too, we have a service here on Christmas morning at 10:30. It's only for about 40 minutes or so, and Andy McNabb, the boys and girls all know Andrew, and he will just bring a word on Christmas morning to all the families at 10:30 on Christmas morning. I'm going to ask the group to come up and sing at the last, and then I'm going to ask Richard maybe if he would come up to the mic here and just commend us to the Lord after the group sings. Thanks. We treat too for every boy and girl on the way out. If you see some of the boys that have got the doors here with buckets, and make sure and get one on the way out. Thanks.
Stars are brightly shining in. Shall we pray together? Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you this evening for all that we have seen and heard in this meeting. And Lord God, we thank you for the Christ child. We thank you for the one who came to bleed and die on Calvary's cross that we might have our sins forgiven and find peace with God. Father, we thank you tonight for your word, for you. We do thank you for everyone who has taken part. And we realize, Father, that all the readings, all the songs, Yule's message, everything has dovetailed together to put the spotlight on the Lord Jesus. And we do pray, Father, if there's any in our gathering tonight that have never, ever turned from sin and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ for their salvation, that even tonight before they sleep, that they might bow down, repent of their sins, and trust the Saviour. And then, like us, Father, this evening, those that know thee, that they could worship, just as the wise men travelled, as we were hearing this morning, and they came and they worshipped him. Father, we worship him this evening, and we worship the triune God of Scripture. We pray that you'll part us in your fear and with your blessing, and that you'll take us to our homes in safety, and that each head bowed in this gathering might know something of the Christ of Christmas at this time of the year, that they might know him, and if they haven't already done it, that this might be the night. Father, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.